As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of big steps for it over the past few months, passing the House, passing the Senate, but now for Joe Biden to actually sign it, you know, what does that step mean to you?
It means completion. You know what I mean? It means just a process of a bunch of people coming together for, you know, to make tomorrow better for people that come after us, you know, all coming together, getting something done. So, you know, it feels good to finally, you know, have that done. I was uncomfortable when I started the phase of, you know, speaking out on my situation and, you know, doing my part to get it passed. But, you know, I knew that what time and what growth, it would all pay off. So here's the moment.
From you being comfortable to getting to this point, how fulfilling is that to see it through?
Super fulfilling, man. It's like a rush of dopamine in a way. You know, it just makes me want to continue to do more cool stuff, continue to, you know, just try to change the world any way that I can on and off the field.
How did you find out?
Waking up from a nap.
Nice.
Waking up from a nap. I got a text from my coach. I got a call from Nancy at the American Heart Association. I got a call from my dad. So, you know, just a lot of people that are on my support team, supporting everything that I'm doing, engaged with everything I'm doing, just, you know, reaching out, letting me know that, you know, we really made a legacy step through.
Which coach was it?
Coach Dana, my safeties coach.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I got it.
Did you ever think this would be something, a part of the list of things that DeMar Hamlin has accomplished in life?
No, not at all. And I say that, like, with the utmost, like, respect and humility, you know, not at all. I've always envisioned myself, you know, making an impact on the field, trying to be the best player I can be, and then just, you know, doing work in my community, trying to give back. But to be able to, you know, have something that means just as much to the world as what I can do on the field truly, like, gives that purpose.
This is a month where you guys are, you know, having some games that still matter a lot. You had your toy drive, you passed this act, you bought your parents a house. Like, what has December been like for you? That's so much.
Season of giving, man. That's what it's all about. You know, I feel like that's the true way of how you get blessings, is to, you know, give blessings and be a blessing. So, you know, season of giving, you know, I've been doing my best, doing my big one, giving, you know, in any way that I can. So, you know, hopefully, God willing, it'll all return back in some way, shape, or form.
Sorry if you got to ask this already, but what was the process of getting a bill passed? And maybe, like, what did you learn about the work needed to kind of make anything happen in the political realm?
You know, it's crazy, you know, getting some work done in the political realm. But, you know, it's got to go through the Senate. A lot of people have to sign off on it state to state. If someone doesn't have to sign off it, if someone doesn't sign off on it, then, you know, Senator Schumer would have had to, you know, have a communication there. But everyone signed off, and next it went to the president's desk, and, you know, Biden signed off on it as well. I got to meet him, too, which was pretty cool. It's pretty cool, man. I'm excited to be able to be the one telling the story that I didn't.
What the president said? Anything, any fun stories from that?
Yeah, we kicked it, man. We kicked it. I went to go see him a while ago. We hung out. He was turning down meetings a little bit to just spend some extra time with me and my family, my little brother. He showed me his dog, showed me the backyard to the White House. It was a bunch of cool stuff going on.
What is it like buying your parents a house?
Surreal. Like, I can't even put it in the words. It probably really ain't hit me yet. You know, that's what I really worked my whole life for. Like, I feel like I owe my whole life to my parents. They made so many sacrifices at a young age, you know, for me to be able to have all, like, the resources to thrive. You know what I mean? My parents had me young. My mom was 16. So, you know, and they stayed truly committed to me. So, you know, that's just my commitment back to them. Being able to, you know, make that life-changing move as far as getting them a house, getting them a dream house, you know what I mean? Allowing them to, like, design what they want and get it built up from zero to 100. So, you know, it's a special moment. I feel, like, honored, you know, and I've always wanted to make my parents proud, so I hope I did.
Is there a part of the house that you're most excited about or that they were most excited about?
My little stash spot, you know, my little area. I told them all I wanted was my own space, an entrance, and you know, my own little level. So they don't gotta bother me whenever I'm home in town.
Thank you, DeMar.
One last one. What's the last couple weeks been like for you? Because you get into a routine as a starting safety again in the NFL and to kind of be away from it for a few weeks. What's it been like rehabbing back?
Just adversity. It's a part of life. It's a part of the journey of the game. So, you know, just finding ways to always make your situation. It's just finding ways to always find a positive in your situation to be able to continue to grow and have success and thrive. So, you know, it's just nothing but adversity, nothing I ain't seen before. So I'm in my own little process, finding ways to, you know, see the light in it all and, you know, turn everything into a positive.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.